This is the British Broadcasting Corporation, makers of faux pas.
Yes, indeed. The makers of faux pas. And here is their biggest to date entitled...
The Extraordinary Talking Type Wallace Gunn Show.
That's the end of that lot.
Well done, Billy Goon. Well done, well done, well done, well done. Yes, well done.
It leaves only me to announce the story of Lost Horizon. No.
Shangri-La is adopted from Fred Hilton's book, Lost Horizontally. Shangri-La.
Shangri-La. I still hear the call of it. I, dear listener, was the only man in the world to see it and return alive. Let me read the story from my diary. December the 24th, 1933. I've had news that a Japanese invasion of Manchuria is imminent. Hello, Seagun, British Embassy speaking, huh?
Hello, sir. Information here. Japanese are closing in on Peking.
Then you must take every precaution.
I have, sir. 20 armed men on the roof of the building. We've sandbagged the entrance.
Good.
3 battalions of guards in slit trenches. Good. And I've mined the whole area around me.
Good man. Where are you speaking from?
A phone box in East Acton.
Splendid fellow. I'll see you get needle, noddle, noo, and bar for this.
Thank you, sir. I must go now. My wife's boiling over.
I wonder who he was.
Jim Pills.
Thank you. Things look pretty grim. The situation calls for immediate action. First, I must evacuate the British residence.
Oh, Neddy. I want to see you.
This was Lord Grittype Thin, British Consul General. How cool he looked in his porcelain vest and automatic self-igniting boots.
Neddy, Major Bloodnock has been detailed to order a plane to fly the British residence to safety. Would you be at Peking Airport between midday and noon?
I'll get ready.
Well, I'll see you at the airport in Scrimson's Scrantonars.
Sorry, sir. I can't be there until 5:30 Scrantons.
Very well, then 5:30 Scrantons. But don't be more than a Scranton late, will you?
I'll be there, dead on Scrantons.
Needle Noddle Skinson.
In half an hour, I was ready to leave. I burnt the official documents, set the goat free, and swallow the Union Jack. I was just about to dismantle the official embassy saxophone when... I never saw him again.
Oh, Seagun. Seagun.
It was Major Bloodnock of the 3rd Disgusting Fusiliers.
Rouse me, Sponger and Blunn. Oh, I've been through hell to get here.
There must be a cooler route.
Yes, I was surrounded by a Jap patrol, but I soon had them crawling for me on their hands and knees.
How's that?
I hid in a drain pipe. There's someone outside the window. Look out!
What is it?
It's a gramophone record.
Quick, put it on!
Right.
What is it?
It's a gramophone record.
Quick, put it on!
Right.
What is it?
It's a gramophone record.
Quick, put me up.
Right.
What is it?
It's a gramophone record.
Quick, put me up.
Right.
What is it?
It's a gramophone record.
Stretch me, scallybonkers. It's a Japanese mirror trick. We shall have to get out of here.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, what about the plane?
The plane. Oh, heavens.
What's up?
Oh, heaven. Look, if I tell, promise you won't blow up.
I promise.
I forgot to order it. You promised.
Gladys?
Yes, darling?
Is the transport ready to take us to the aerodrome?
Yes, darling.
Thank you, darling. Here's an airing cupboard. Go and have some fun. Now, Bloodmuck, where's your wife?
My wife? My wife won't be coming with us, old lad. You see, Well, she can't leave her bed.
Why not?
I've shown her in the mattress.
You skindle of scoundrels! That's matricide!
Yes.
They're getting closer. Eccles! Hello. Carry these. Oh, and check my automatic to see if it's loaded.
Okay. Let me see now. Oh, it's a bar. They got 3 bullets in the magazine. What's they got? Oh, yeah. 1 in the barrel and 1 in my head.
Good man, Eccles. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Now, gentlemen. We are about to journey through war-torn countryside.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be fighting all along the way. We've got to travel through it. 25 miles in an open car. Therefore, we must take precautions. Here's 2 aspirins each. England forever! Followed closely by Max Gilray.
Part 2, Escape.
In a tropical storm, we arrived at the ruined Peking airport.
I thought you'd never get here, Neddy. Let me take your wet saxophone.
Thank you. Any luck with the plane?
Well, we've had the offer of a private one from Count Fred Moriarty here. Count, this is Mr. N. Seagoon, Minister Without Portfolios.
I wondered why he wasn't wearing any.
Who's going to pilot this machine?
I am, for £10,000.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, I know. You have the embassy funds?
Yes, but...
Yes, hand them over, Neddy. There's a good boy. It's our only chance.
Thank you,
Moriarty.
I did as I was instructed. But I was suspicious. Who was this Fred Moriarty? I became more suspicious as I watched him and Lord Gritpipe rolling on the floor, pouring the embassy funds over their heads. Still, you're only young once.
Well, as in your case, twice.
Now, then, you just thought of that.
Yes, I did. Now then, gentlemen, back to the story. We're ready to take off in the
right.
flying type aeroplane.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, there is room for 13 on the plane.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, there are 14 of us. One of us has got to stop behind.
I got bad legs.
Oh, yes,
I got bad legs.
Yes. Don't rhubarb me. Any volunteers? Bloodnock!
What? Oh, well, look here, I mean, I'd love to stay. But I mean, I made a vow that before I die, I'd like to see the old country again.
What old country?
Any old country.
Major Bradnock, you and Lieutenant Greenslade are the only two single men. It's between you two.
Greenslade?
Yes, sir.
Marry me, darling, marry me.
Stop this Noel coward dialogue.
I beg your pardon.
Now, you and Greenslade go behind that hut and decide who is to stay.
Certainly. Come, Greenslade, dear lad. I've already departed for the last. Oh, yes. The gallant Greenslade has volunteered to stay.
You're holding a pistol in your hand and it's smoking.
Yes, it steadies its nerves, you know. Very jumpy, very old trigger, you know.
Bradnock, you've done a murder. When you go back to England, you'll pay for that.
How much?
£1 down and £3.9 a week.
They're costing more these days.
It's a luxury tax.
Of course, of course.
Needle not alone. Silence! Everybody on board the flying aeroplane. Fasten your safety belts. Contact! Dawn, December the 25th. Have been airborne 8 hours. Altitude 20,000 feet. Magnificent day. Plane running very smoothly. Engines in perfect condition. No wind. Ideal weather for flying. Crashed. Seagoon.
Nobody's hurt, but the plane is a wreck.
That's why it crashed. I wonder where we are.
Well, I say we're miles from civilization.
How do you know?
Everything's so peaceful.
Well then, well done, well done, well done, well done! Now, what have you done?
I've broken my leg.
How do you do that?
I just got a hammer and went, whack!
Keep up the good work. Here's a razor blade. Have fun.
Neddy, Neddy, we must repair the plane's talking radio. It's our only chance of contact with the outside world.
Don't worry. I've got a man working on it now. We'll just have to sit and wait. And so, dear listener, we sat and waited. Sometimes we stood and waited, which is like sitting down only higher. 3 weeks went by, and then...
The radio set... The radio set!
Yes, yes, yes!
It still ain't working.
That does it. We've had it, chap.
No, you have not had it yet. I had come to save you, little Welsh bull.
I turned to meet the maker of this melodious voice. It was a short, thin, shivering youth, heavily wrapped up in rice paper and dental floss.
been sending to save you from the dreaded starvation. Here, have a wine gum.
Little badly constructed wreck.
Oh.
Who are you?
I am the mysterious stranger of the snows. I am known as he who walks barefooted through the frosty mountains.
Why?
My boots is at the mender's. Always a joke from little Mary Bloombottom.
Intellectual giant, where do you hail from?
Where do I hail from, he says? It is a place that lives in the memory forever. I got it written down on a fire packet somewhere. Oh, yes. It is Shangri-La, land of eternal youth, land of purity. No drink, no sex, no sin. And I'm fed up with it, I am. You fellow sinners.
Hurricanes of bunions. Oh. This place, Shangri-La, it sounds like utopia.
Well, it's spelt differently, I know that.
Don't tarry. Lead us to Shangri-La.
Follow me.
On we plunged. Through raging snowstorms. 3 weeks we battled on. Right to starvation.
Yes. Many's the day we had to exist on a handful of caviar and champagne.
Yes. The weight of our baggage became too much. In a moment of desperation, we ditched the following vital equipment. 1,800 weight of rusty iron piping with fittings.
24 lead budgerigar perches.
One long, thin object with no fixed abode.
One bronze bicycle with cement parachute ejector seat.
One...
One bus.
36 cardboard replicas of Nelson's column from the inside.
One collapsible rubber mask with detachable beard.
That's enough, men. We daren't risk leaving any more behind. Now, get those pianos on your backs.
No, stop, stop, I say. You must not go yet. You must hear Ray Ellington and his Gulf Stream and unshaven bongo.
Thank you. Then, on the 2nd of January, a miracle! In a natural rocky gorge, we reach a tunnel in the sheer cliff face. In darkness, we stumble along its interior. Then a shaft of light gleamed at the far end. We reached it exhausted. And lo! There before us lay Shangri-La! Upon a pastoral scene that I'd only dreamed existed. It almost defied description. In warm sunshine, a valley that sang with color, hillocks topped with banyan trees, and from their secret willow, doves sprang their wings, bent skywards. Streams chuckled and vanished in early mists. Surmounting all lay a monastery, clean and white in the sun, against which colored prayer flags fluttered like spilled paint. This, then, was Shangri-La, my paradise, my predestined resting place.
More! What about your radio war for Ecuador?
You silly, twisted boy.
I'd forgotten all about that.
Yes. Doubledish, you're spoiling the game. What is a life? Take off your shoes and face the great cardboard cutout Kubota for the Dalai Lama.
Approaching me were two bags of dust on legs.
I saw it at the window, and I said, no. Oh,
you can't get the Yetis, you know.
I said we'd all be murdered in our monastery, and you didn't. You didn't come.
Green Knick for long. Sigrun, welcome to Shangri-La.
Yes.
All mud ton, light removals with horse and van.
Listen, buddy. We brought you here to take Henry Khan's place when he retires.
You! You mean you want me to stay here until I die?
You can stop longer if you wish. You see, I must retire. I'm 709 years old.
709 years? I don't believe it. You look older.
It's true.
You still alive?
It's true.
The air in this valley keeps one young. Blue Bottle Air is only 310.
Yes.
It seems so short.
Very well. I accept the post as Dalai Lama.
Lost horizontally, part 3, 4, 5, 6, etc. Ying Tom Idle Po. Needle Noddle knew, all's well that ends well, and this is Wallace Greenslade, lover of good English, wishing he were dead.
Oh! Wish granted! Enough! You must stop killing Greenslade, he's not well.
I'm sorry, but my nerves are in rags, you know. I can't stand Shangri-La. We've been here 9 months and... Well, look here, old man. I mean, I want to go back to Peking. My wife might be carrying on with someone.
How could she? She was stored in the mattress.
She might have met a man shown in another mattress. After all, they've got to have something in common, haven't they?
Ah, Bloodlock, I can see there are no flies on you.
I know. Shut that door.
In, go in, Lipo. Seek room. I'm going to leave this place. And what's more... Oh, I'm taking this Shangri-La girl with me here.
No... I go with Dennis Bladnock. He says he lives in beautiful cottage in Switzerland, and we are to be married in a beautiful white chapel.
That's right. Married in white chapel, live in Swiss cottage.
I don't wish a moment. Fools! The moment you take that girl into the outside air, she'll crumble into a real age.
Sapristi crimson! Never mind. I tell you, I'm taking her and we're going.
Go then, my friends, all of you. But tempt me not. This valley is the paradise on earth for which I have searched all my life. And now, at last, would you rob me of the peace and happiness which is my due? Yea, the due of all mortals. Go, I say. Leave me alone. For nothing, I repeat, nothing will ever make me leave. I'm staying.
I'm staying with you.
No, Moriarty, wait. I'm coming.
Come back here.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe and Spike Milligan, with the Railington Quartet and Max Galbraith. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.